tiny cut on his leg, yet went to the club doctor every day to ask him to apply a band-aid on his behalf. The player who shut himself away in his hotel room every night to have his dinner opposite his smartphone. A smartphone showing his wife on FaceTime eating exactly the same dinner at exactly the same time. You might think you know what football chairmen are like. You don't. Not until you've heard about the one who propositioned me from an open-top sports car, or the one who spent so much on their house that they could have bought the entire local town. You don't really understand what agents are until you've heard about the one who rides a motorised trike lit by UV lights around Marble Arch, wearing a fur coat and smoking a cigar. Over the following pages, you'll also discover which position on the pitch produces the most selfish human beings in existence. What the stretchers substitutes do on the touchline really mean, and why grown men who play football are unable to choose their own pants. I've done a few things myself as well. It's time I got the story about the worst 100-metre race of all time off my chest, and explain why my early career was nearly derailed by me and my friends inventing a thrilling new sport of bush jumping. I also did something on holiday once involving a pleasure craft, a sudden nautical storm, and a bottle opener that I cannot carry with me any longer. Not for us, the straightforward analysis you've become accustomed to on television. Instead, I'm going to reveal why the outswinging corner is always better than the inswinger, what really happens when you pull out of a tackle, and why Rafa Benitez's pet Alsatians are the best behaved dogs in Europe. Find out what secret gift the Real Madrid president gives out when he makes a big signing. Come with me onto Roman Abramovich's yacht and discover what happens when you spill a drink on his deep pile carpet. Step inside the golden rhombus of football and understand how a man can lose himself within it. You may be familiar with Mickey Rourke. You won't be familiar with what happened with Mickey and me in Miami one summer. I've had to corroborate several subplots with friends to remind myself that all of it actually took place. It will shock you when you find out which board game obsesses Premier League dressing rooms and which international player intimidates all the others with his dominance of it. We will talk about the silly little games we play. There is one so childish yet so addictive that the truth about it has never leaked out before, until now. We will dig into the curious and often disturbing world of referees, the strange clothes they wear, the mysterious so-called training they undertake, and why they are reminiscent of the worst defensive midfielders of all time. We will discover the identity of the greatest tackler I've ever faced and try to fathom his obsession with stonewashed jeans. I've been lucky in football. I've gone to places and experienced things that I could never have dreamed of. I know the best trophies to drink champagne from and why the bubbly you get from man of the match performances cannot always be trusted. I've seen a lumpy clog of a player transformed into an inadvertent, elegant genius simply by being in the wrong place at the very bad time. I have witnessed one of Fabio Capello's assistants parting the arse hair of England legends with a highly unusual hairdryer technique. It hasn't all worked out. There was a time with Madonna when the robot only got me so far. There was the incident when a member of the British royal family made a disparaging remark about my ability to attract women. And don't get me started on what happened the time my dad and I found ourselves teeing off in front of one of the legends of modern golf. Still, there are secret rules that need to be brought out into the open. Why managers can never drive players' cars. The secret platform at the London train station that is football's equivalent of Harry Potter's platform 9 3/4. The cut an agent can expect to make off your big transfer move. There is strangeness everywhere you look. Midnight curries with Tony Pulis and Cameron Jerome, eaten in an empty stadium. The fitness gadget that works wonders for your hamstring but looks like a sex toy. The kickabouts with kebab shop owners that were intense as a Champions League showdown. It's been the most enormous fun to be part of course it has. I'm Peter Crouch. This is iRobot, How to Be a Footballer 2, the big stuff. Shall we? Fans. You're lucky as a Premier League footballer. Lucky for what you do, for what you earn, for how much fun you can have. And lucky too for the adoration you can get just for doing what you always wanted to do. You can find football fans in the least expected places. After the World Cup in 2006, I went on holiday to Miami with my mates from home. The plan was for some nights out, some sunshine, some time away from all that pressure and madness we had with England in Germany. On our third or fourth evening on the town, we walked into